Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson. She's the Cass County ISU Extension Program Coordinator. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good, and I think I'm going to guess what you're going to talk about. You have an event coming up called Boots to Heels. So when is it and where is it and some of that exciting news?
Well, I feel like I'm talking about this a lot lately, but it's so exciting. I just have to. Boots to Heels is coming up on Saturday, February 23rd. Now, it's normally in March, so it is on the Saturday in February this year, the last Saturday in February, the 23rd at the Cass County Community Center. And we start at 8 o'clock in the morning with some fun breakfast and registration, and we'll kick it off at 9 with our keynote speaker.
Okay. Now, some people are saying, oh, you know, it just got to be February. It's not till February 23rd. But you need to know a little ahead. It would be good to have an idea how many people are coming.
It would, yeah. We would like to know a pretty good idea by the 15th of February, and we're giving people a little incentive. If you register before the 15th, or at least are postmarked by the 15th of February, you get a $5 discount, so it's $30 registration fee for the whole day if we have that in our office on the 15th of February. So, and that is breakfast, lunch, dessert, all provided by local vendors in the Southwest Iowa area, a keynote speaker, four breakout sessions, door prizes, lots and lots of fun for $30.
Now think about what else you could do for $30. I'm telling you, this would beat it all to pieces because you have so many things going on during the day and so many things that you can accomplish and take home with you. So let's talk a little bit about, let's start with the keynote because that always kicks it off. What are we going to learn from the keynote speaker?
Well, our keynote this year is really, really fun. We're super excited to have her coming. She calls herself Susie O. Her name is actually Susie Oberdahlhoff. So I understand the Susie O part. I understand that. But she is a city-born preacher's daughter who married a farmer, and she is going to tell us all the stories for the first hour of the conference about how she adapted to life in the rural setting after being born and raised in the city. And we did get a little preview. She has some videos up on YouTube, and they are absolutely hilarious. We just laughed so hard at our conference or our committee meeting. We had to get her signed up. We're very excited.
Okay. And I'm thinking there may be some people in your audience who've been in a similar situation, maybe somebody who's just kind of getting into that situation, that this would be really helpful to hear as well as fun.
Yes, helpful and a little bit comforting. Her keynote is actually called Kids, Crops, Sows, and Cows, Life Happens, Learn to Bounce. So she takes all these fun situations. Really what it is about being in a situation that you're maybe not familiar with, but you want to learn, so you just dive in, and you're going to have some mishaps along the way, but you're also going to have some really great learning moments. You're going to have some experiences that will change your life, and she just walks you through those step by step. She does a fantastic job. She's just very funny, very engaging, and she has some meaning and some messages in there as well. So we're very excited to have her starting the day for us.
So you get the day kicked off, and then people have to make some choices, some breakout sessions, and I know sometimes people get frustrated because you have so many good sessions, but that's a really positive kind of thing. Do you have some kind of themes that go through these sessions?
Well, we don't. We try it. Well, what we try and do is try and mix it up so you can either take a really educational track for the day, you can take kind of a fun track for the day, or you can mix and match and pick whatever you want to do. So in the morning, you can learn about everything from financial planning to estate planning to sustainable gardening, or you can do something fun like learn about silk flower arranging. You can make your own bracelets and rings and earrings to take home with you that day. So lots of fun stuff going on in the morning. In the afternoon, again, same thing. You can learn about how to be healthy, how to be healthy eating at home, how nutrition and health impact brain development and brain longevity. You can also learn some fun stuff like low stress ideas for home design and home decorating. We have someone coming in who's doing a personality test. That's actually kind of exciting. We've never done that before, but if you sign up for that session, you get to take a little personality test online, and then you get the results back the day of the conference, and he'll kind of walk through what different personalities are and how you can use that to help you relate to other people.
Okay, an interesting kind of twist on not just doing a presentation, but doing a little fun homework first. And as you said, lots of different kind of things to choose from. How do you decide? Who is the committee? How do you decide how to put all this together?
Well, we have been doing this actually since 2007 now. So we get a lot of good feedback every year. The previous year's conference attendees tell us what they liked, what they didn't like, what they'd like to hear next year. So we try and take the themes that we find in our feedback sheets from the year before, and if there's some topics that really stand out, we try and look for speakers that meet those needs. And then, like I said, we try and balance with a little bit of really education, learning, just some good skills to have, like the financial planning, the healthy living and stuff like that. And we try and balance that with a little bit of fun. We have a 7 or 8 member committee that comes up with all of these things. We bounce ideas off. We say, oh, I know this person. I've heard him speak. They'd be great. So we try and do a balance of what people from the previous year want to hear. A balance of the fun and the more serious topics, and then we try and do a balance of who can we get locally that's a really good speaker on that topic.
Okay. Now, this is being held in Atlantic, but your planners come from the area, and I'm guessing anybody can come to the conference.
Oh, absolutely, yes. We have people on the planning committee from Shelby, Audubon, Cass, Pottawatomie County, so we have a very good regional core of people. We pull all of our speakers from those areas. We pull all of our food from those areas. We try and bring in local providers for all of the food. And we do have quite a good variety of topics. So, yes, and the other thing that we're kind of excited about this year as far as bringing people in from outside the direct Southwest Iowa, one of our sponsors is Boulders Inn and Suites, and they have offered to give a discounted rate on any rooms to people who are coming to Boots to Heels and want to spend the night, maybe make a weekend of it in Atlantic. So if you want to bring a group of gals and have a fun girls weekend, let us know. We'll hook you up with the Atlantic Chamber, and they can give you some ideas for what to do while you're in town.
Sounds like a neat thing to do. Girls night out, people are looking for that sometimes. So, February still is a little like cabin fever time. So good idea. Good fun thing to do. Now, people need to be able to find out what all the topics are and get registered. Where can they get that information?
Well, all of that information, if you were an attendee before, has been either mailed to you or emailed to you. If you weren't and are wondering what the heck is going on, you can give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office, 243-1132. We can mail you a brochure. It's also posted on our website, so just look up Cass County ISU Extension. It's one of the top stories on our website. It'll be a little information about the conference as well as a full registration form with all of our breakout topics listed. You can print that off and send it right back in. And we also have distributed this information to all the other county extension offices in Southwest Iowa, so you can go in there and ask them for that as well.
Okay, so it's easily available. You don't have to make a trip to somewhere to get this. If you have a computer, you can just get it right off your computer. And if you have any questions, all the names are on there and phone numbers and so on that you can get more information. You mentioned $30 or $35, depending on when you register, and breakfast included, which is good, you know, if you come from a little ways away and it starts at 8 o'clock. Does the program start at 8 or doors open at 8?
Doors open at 8, and we will have a little continental breakfast for folks as they come in. We want to give folks plenty of time to come in, sit down, make some friends, find a fun table of ladies to sit with, have a little time to eat and chat. We'll do kind of a welcoming announcements at 8:45, and then our keynote will start right at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Now, people do pay for this, but I'm thinking there's a lot of costs involved with this when people think about the food and the speakers and so on. I'm thinking you maybe have some help.
We do. We have lots of sponsors, and we're very, very excited. Lots of local businesses that have sponsored. Kind of one of our presenting sponsors is Farm Credit Services of America. And then we also have, we call them, since it's Boots to Heels, we have the Ruby Slippers level is Farm Credit Services. At the Work Boots level, which would be the next sponsorship level, we have Farm Service Co-op and Marnie Alcorn Telephone. Our sneakers supporters getting down there doing the work, A&M Green Power, Shelby County State Bank, Shelby County Farm Bureau, R&B Feeds, Boulders Inn, like I mentioned, Cass County Farm Bureau, Rolling Hills Bank, and Pioneer Hybrid in Pottawatomie and Shelby County. And then our sandals level sponsors are local Pioneer representatives, East Pottawatomie Farm Bureau, and Ashley Van Arnum, who is a agent up in Audubon County.
Okay. So it takes all of those to really put something together. Lots of work, lots of effort. Let's hope people appreciate that when they come on February 23rd. One last comment about boots to heels. Do you have a short comment about why that's boots and heels?
Well, it's if you've ever been to any sort of, you know, development workshop, they always talk about the many hats different people wear. The hats that you wear, the different roles in your life. And like, well, we're women. We are more concerned about our shoes. Okay. So whether it's from boots to heels, all the different shoes you wear as you go about your daily life, whether it's your favorite pair of heels that makes you feel like $1 million or your down and dirty work boots to really get the job done, we want to provide a little bit of something for every aspect of your life, no matter what shoes you're wearing for the day or for the moment. So that's what the Boots to Heels is about.
Okay. Thank you very much to Kate Olson, who is the Cass County ISU Extension Program Coordinator. And until next time, here's the thought. A person of words and not deeds is like a garden full of weeds.